got a brand new way for you to end your day. New show, new podcast. It's K-Rock 955's Tim and Jess.
We always love when Australia steals a television show from the UK to do its own version, Jess.
And most often than not, do it better, Tim.
Yeah, and if you've ever seen Taskmaster over in the UK, you'll be very excited that Australia's finally got its own version with Tom Gleeson as the Taskmaster. It's on Channel 10 or 10 Play, 7:30 on Thursdays. It debuted last week, second episode tonight. And now I want to figure out exactly how to introduce you. So this is Tom Cashman, and I don't want to call you a sidekick, Tom, but what are you to Tom Gleeson?
My role is the Taskmaster's assistant. Okay. So I'm at the Taskmaster's beck and call. I assist him in whatever he needs, but the main thing he seems to need is administration of various tasks.
Well, if you've never seen the show, it's fantastic. Essentially, five of Australia's best and brightest comedians are given tasks by Tom and yourself that they have to complete. Now, do you get to decide these weird tasks with Tom?
I have absolutely no power whatsoever. No say. I'm put to work in administrating and I suppose making sure that certain rules are abided by.
Now, I imagine as well, like you keep saying that you're doing a lot of administration work, but just like in the UK with Alex Horn, like you're doing the most work pretty much out of everyone because you're there for the tasks, you're there for the actual episode where they see who's done well in the tasks. And then Tom Gleeson just sits there and goes, I didn't like that, or I did. And then you also have to kind of let him treat you like a little brother and be mean to you. Are you sure you want to do this, Tom?
Thank you for saying all that, Tim. I could never, but if someone else says it, I'm only sitting here in silence, not disagreeing, nor agreeing.
Okay.
But I enjoy the process of watching people problem solve. Because, yeah, I'm there on the ground watching all five comedians do the task and, like, figure out what their solutions are going to be. And it feels like a psychological experiment because you're watching them under pressure with cameras on them figure out often how to do quite a strange thing or figure out like some creative challenge. You know, last episode we had create a montage of your life. That was the challenge.
Oh, my God.
And they had to figure out, they had an hour to like film as many scenes as they can do. So they've got to think about, you know, what's happened in my life? What's the most impressive things that I've done in my life? They're having like existential crisis in front of me, and I just get to stand there and watch them be uncomfortable. It's actually quite a fun power dynamic, really. And so I suppose then it's only fair when we get in studio that Tom Gleeson treats me in you know the way that is appropriate, as lesser than him.
Only fair.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Tom, before we let you go, of course, you can watch the second episode of Taskmaster tonight, 7:30 on 10. But we are having a kind of pilot week of sorts of ourselves on the air this week. So we've been pitching different kind of segments that we can do on this radio show. You being a genius yourself,
yes,
Tom.
Or an assistant to a genius, whatever you want to describe it as.
We thought maybe we'd give you an opportunity to help us, you know, if you've got any ideas that we could put onto our radio show.
A task-based radio segment, maybe.
That we can try out before pilot weekends.
On tonight's episode, one of the tasks, which has been in an ad, so I can reveal what it is. It's call a family member, an older family member of yours, and try to get them to hang up on you as quick as possible. But they can't suspect that you want them to hang up on you.
Right.
And that was very hilarious because some people did quite well and some people had, let's just say, quite a long phone conversation with a certain family member while they sat there and said basically nothing. But that strikes me as a fantastic radio segment. So I don't know what the powers that be would think, but I reckon you just copy that.
That is fantastic, Tom.
I know the exact person I would call, Tom.
Well, I think I'd be like the people you were saying, I don't think I do. I don't know who'd hang up on me. So, geez. Well, I'm looking forward to seeing how they do it tonight on Taskmaster. 7:30, Channel 10, 10 Play, the Taskmaster's assistant, the ever superior assistant.
The more handsome of the team.
Tom Cashman, thank you very much for swinging by the show.
You will never record me agreeing with any of those compliments. Thank you for having me, Tim and Jess.
You've got a brand new way to drive home. It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955.
On 5 2 2 3 2 9 5 5.
I want to hear about the worst kind of cover-ups you've found in right. your rental properties. Over the years...
Dodgy things in your rental.
I've lived in some very dodgy places. And getting ready to pack up and move out of my rental because I just love moving house. I just enjoy it.
Well, no, you are moving in with your boyfriend for the first time full-time. So very, very exciting. And very just finding exciting. A place that's a bit bigger from what I understand.
And as we've been moving stuff around, I've been finding weird things about my place.
Well, your house was one of the unlucky houses that got some flood damage a couple of weeks ago. So that's tricky.
So as I was sitting in the bathroom, I've just had my shower. I'm looking around. I noticed there's a tile kind of loose on the wall. And I was like, oh, that's a bit weird. Like it was just like one of those corner pieces. And so I went
like
to...
Like the skirting.
Yeah. So I went to pick up this tile and I was like, oh, I'm probably going to have to go to Bunnings and get something to put it on the wall. And I realised I flipped my tile over. It had been stuck on the wall with blue tack, which is probably why it fell off in the first place. And I don't know. See, I'm blaming the landlord, but I don't know if that's the previous tenant before me that was like, oh this has fallen off the wall.
Smart.
I don't know what to do about this. Bit of blue tack. I can get my deposit back.
Quick question. Which real estate company is this with?
Won't be saying that.
Okay, just saying. Just saying. Just seeing if I could get you an absolute sifter there.
But, like, I mean, I've had some dodgy places. Your wife and I, when we lived together for a period, there was a thing in our house. We had a heater that didn't have the knob for the heater anymore.
Oh, no. So- heater wrench was a completely fine compromise because I was also... staying there for a lot of the time, obviously. Heater wrench out of your mouth. That was my system. I invented the system to turn on the heater. Everyone was like, we can't use the heater. We don't have a dial. Who bought the wrench?
You bought the wrench.
I bought the wrench. Who turned on the heater? Everyone.
No,
how dare you have a go at heater wrench?
It was your responsibility to turn on the heater because the rest of us were too terrified to touch the heater wrench.
Because you didn't want to know how to use heater wrench. Heater wrench was my friend. Oh, I haven't thought of heater wrench in years. Oh, unbelievable.
52232955. We'd love to hear if you've got your own version of a heater wrench.
Yeah, dodgy rental stuff. Just is there something you would love to share?
Maybe it's not even a rental. Maybe it's something in your very own home that you own as a homeowner that you've just gone, close enough's good enough.
Yep, bit of blue tack, that'll hold it together. Everything's fine. This is how we live our lives. 52232955. Kimmy in Corio's called through. Kimmy, you had a bit of a dodgy rental situation. Tell us about it.
Yeah, so the last place I lived in, when I moved in there, there was no ceiling light in the lounge room. So they'd obviously taken the light out, plastered over it and painted over it and then glued the light switch shut. So you couldn't turn it on or off. So therefore I had to go to Kmart and buy all these lamps so I had a bit of light in the lounge room.
Beautiful, Kimmy. See, that's just a perfect situation of like, oh, they'll find light from somewhere.
There's a window. You know, gets
where there's a will, there's a way.
Have you got a phone? Your
it
phone?
Was a strange house. So there was carpet in the toilet and the laundry.
God.
And... a bit of a strange place.
Okay. Cheap rent though, Kimmy, right?
It was, yes.
Okay. You'd hope so.
Yeah, well, Kimmy, we appreciate you sharing about your carpet toilet. So that's fantastic. Stewie in Warralili has given us a call as well. Now, Stewie, you're the dodgy tenant.
Yeah, unfortunately. Myself and three other guys were living in a house in Melbourne. Anyway, we had our final inspection when we were moving out, and in the kitchen, the door was always in the way, so while we were living there, we took the door off and put it in the shed. So when it came time for the final inspection, we thought we'd put the door back, unbeknowing that somebody had spilled black paint all over the back of the door. So we just put the door back, and as the lady was coming through doing the final inspection, We all stood in the doorway and so she couldn't open the door and see the back of the
That is very dodgy.
It's genius.
Stewie. It's definitely critical thinking.
Not her
optimal.
Fault she couldn't see it, Stewie.
Yep. She should have been looking harder, Stewie. You're right. Yeah.
Should have been looking harder. We got our bond back.
And that's all that matters. Listening the way home. Listening
to song. All new, all drive, all week long. It's Tim and and Jess, K-Rock 955.
Jess, a couple of days ago, you and I were just having a chinwag on the radio, you know, as we do. And I was saying that I've noticed on Instagram that Geelong Cats forward Jeremy Cameron, premiership player, has been posting videos of him playing golf on his farm.
Sure.
And he's not that flash.
Well, all of a sudden this year you've decided to re-pick up the sticks.
Yeah. Like after 15 years you think, can I relearn something that I did when I was a teenager? Used to do a lot and then just completely stopped doing altogether.
And you made the bold claim yesterday that you could potentially beat Jeremy Cameron. You thought...
In a round of golf.
Even though he's an actual athlete.
Yes. Great at footy.
Yeah. You're not challenging him at footy, though.
No, would never. No goal-kicking competition, nothing. Nothing like that.
You're saying there's been a development. Has Jeremy Cameron agreed?
Well, that's the thing. We did put it out there. I said, Jeremy, if you're listening. Now, a lot of people did reach out and say, hey, Tim, you know they're in Warrnambool for a training camp. And did I selectively choose a day where I knew that the players were going to be out of town to make a very large and bold claim on the show? I would never do such a thing, Jess. No, no, no.
However, Chappie from digital department found that evidence and put it up online.
Yeah, so on Instagram there was a video of us just talking about it. And Gary Rowan, fellow Cats player, premiership player, said, Jeremy Cameron, I want to see this. And Tim... I will be your caddy.
Oh!
So he's not only saying, hey, I need to see this, but Tim, I want to help you out. And then then my mind's racing. I'm going, oh, my God, Jess, you could be Jeremy's caddy.
Happy to
do
so.
We could go play a round of golf. We could even go play one of those 3-par golf courses down near the river. I reached out to Gary and said, hey, mate, can you come on the show today? We'll kind of put some pressure, put some heat on Jeremy. He said, look, I can't. I'm kind of playing football, you know, training for AFL season.
I mean, we're the excuse, I guess.
I don't understand what that means. But so he said he's going to keep putting the pressure on Jeremy. But I've been on Instagram again today.
Yeah.
And Jeremy Cameron, his story's unavailable all of a sudden.
Oh, I think collectively, if you are listening right now, and you want to put the hard word on Jeremy Cameron, maybe we just all start messaging him.
Mm.
Just if he gets an influx of messages from people being like,
I heard you're too scared to play golf against.
Tim from K-Rock wants to play you in golf. Yeah. Maybe he will finally buckle.
Well, it's weird because I've never had, to this extent, someone duck me before.
Yeah. You know what? It sounds scared, Tim.
I didn't want to say it. But hey. Duck's going to quack, chicken's going to burn. So, you know, whatever.
I can't stress enough, I will be on his side, though.
Jez, it's on you, mate. I've got great radio to do. You've got great footy to do. We're all great in our respective fields. But if we just come together for this one thing that we're not so flash at, you just never know. Magic might happen. But hey, it's on your court now. Well, it's in your court. Whatever the thing is. I really know a lot about sport. You're on K-Rock.
It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955.
Jess, this week on the radio, we have been doing Pilot Week, pitching new segments every day to see if there's an idea we've got up in our empty tin cans that might actually be a good radio segment.
The whole point of Pilot Week is to try out things that we wouldn't be confident enough with in the beginning and kind of flesh it out on the air.
Yep. So all I remember from today's pre-show meeting is you said, oh, I got a one. And then I said to you, I was like, wow, yeah, all right, go. And then 10 minutes ago, you turned to me and you said, so how do you want this to go? And I said, what do you mean how do I want this to go? You seemed so confident earlier.
I'm in a weird headspace tonight,
okay.
Clearly.
So the game, do you remember the name of your game?
Yes.
What's it called?
Well, first of all, play the Pilot Week.
No, that's in the bin. That's in the bin. It's done.
It's called Expert in an Instant.
What a brain. Now with Tim and Jess, an expert in an instant.
Yes.
Yeah, have you ever wanted an expert just like in an instant?
Instantly. Now
you've got one. 5-2-2-3-2-9-5-5.
Yeah. Normally, like any other day other than today, I would say, yeah, Jess, you could be an expert. But there's just a few things lately that have made me go, I don't know if you actually know what's going on today.
I've got help today. Me and my best friend currently, ChatGPT.
Yes.
Honestly, I've got more of a relationship with ChatGPT than anyone at the moment.
Can I be honest?
Yeah.
You never laugh at my jokes the same way you laugh at ChatGPT. It's not the same. I can tell you're faking.
5-2-2-3-2-9-5-5. If you've got a burning question, something you've always wanted to know the answer to, I'm going to tell you in an instant.
All right. Now, during that song, I believe we had Brad from Armstrong Creek. He called through. He had a question. You wrote it down.
Yeah.
I'm interested to see. And we have proof, I guess, if you are an expert in an instant.
Brad asked, how much wood would a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood?
I genuinely would love to know the answer to this question. What an absolute belter, Brad.
According to popular tongue twister, a woodchuck would chuck as much wood as a woodchuck would if a woodchuck could chuck wood. However, in reality, woodchucks, also known as groundhogs, do not actually chuck wood at all. They are burrowing animals and primarily feed on plants, not wood. So the answer is zero.
Instant expert.
Genius. Okay. I'm really happy with that.
Mm-hmm.
But are you happy for some feedback on the fly?
Please.
What the hell do we do now?
You give me a question.
All right, Jess. I would like to know,
yeah,
is it more beneficial to be left-handed in life or right-handed?
Give me a second.
All right.
Just let the AI do its work.
Yep.
There is no inherent advantage to being either left or right-handed. Both left and right-handed people can excel in a variety of fields and tasks. However, in a world designed for right-handed individuals, left-handed people may face certain challenges, such as finding left-handed tools and equipment. Research has shown that there are some differences in brain function between left and right-handed individuals as well. In conclusion, it is not more beneficial to be left or right-handed. Both have their own unique strengths and challenges.
Genius.
I know.
So the segment's called Expert in an Instant.
Yeah.
When you immediately asked me to pad time for you, I questioned the instant description. Right.
Do you hear,
you seem so confident earlier today.
So call me a genius.
You really are an expert.
Thank you.
Right. And you even went to the length of getting 40 sound effects made to pat you on the back for a segment you asked me to describe to you.
I thought there'd be more people involved in this. I don't
even know if you're involved. You're running the show.
All new, all drive, all week long. It's Tim and Jess, K-Rock 955. You are about to enter the K-Rock courtroom of Tim and Jess. The cases are real. The stories aren't always important. The rulings are final. This is your courtroom. You be the judge.
Recess adjourned. The courtroom of Tim and Jess has a single and sole purpose. Settle our silly disputes in a public setting.
Keep our friendship going by arguing in public.
Yes. So if we disagree somewhere, we say, hey, shush, shut your mouth.
Mm.
Do it on air on Thursdays when we open this platform. And the first person to call through is the judge in whatever we are disagreeing upon.
Yes. And Tim, today we were discussing about a report that was filed by an amazing, one of those online dating companies.
Yeah.
And they were talking about the best and the worst places to go on your first date. Obviously, I thought the whole point of having a worst first date as the movies was terrible. And I said that to you and you went, no, I agree. It's definitely the worst place.
I just think if you're going to, on a first date, to try and get to know someone, going to a giant dark room with a whole bunch of other strangers, not being able to speak to each other properly for somewhat 2 hours, doesn't seem like a good first date idea.
I think it's the opposite. I think it's just a good way, especially for people with a bit of anxiety, like myself, to ease into the date a little bit. Mm. Like you're not putting all the pressure on having the conversation.
Yeah, but you don't stop talking. So I'm confused to your theory here. And for example, last night we went to the preview screening of Magic Mike 3. Do you think if you and your boyfriend, Akshay, your now boyfriend, went to see Channing Tatum daggering Selma Hayek for 2 hours, do you think that would have been a good first date?
It would have been a good conversation starter.
I would have started a conversation of what am I watching here in a public room. It doesn't matter what I think or you think, though. That's the kicker of the courtroom of Tim and Jess. It matters what Tanya from Lovely Banks thinks. Good afternoon, Your Honour.
Hello, order in the court, guys. Order in the court.
Okay, now, Tanya, the kicker with your role, you're the first person to call through. That means whatever you say becomes law across Geelong and the Surf Coast, and we all have to abide by your final ruling.
When was the last time you went on a first date, Tanya?
I'm going to age myself here, probably about
20-odd years ago.
Okay, all right.
Either congratulations or commiserations.
I say the same thing.
Now, Tanya, when it comes to a first date, is it a good idea or a bad idea to go to the cinemas?
Absolutely terrible. I couldn't think of anything worse than having a first date and you're sitting there next to someone and you can't talk and you're mute and you're eating popcorn and you're crunching and then they're getting on your nerves and then you've got popcorn in your teeth and you're like, nah, no thank you, not good.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Right.
Fantastic, Tanya. So, but do you feel passionately about this, though, Tanya?
Can't tell.
It just seems like you skimmed over that. So, because I agree, if you're going for like a big dinner beforehand and you go for a walk and a movie's a part of it, but solely meeting at the movies, seeing the movie, going home for a first date, Tanya, it's just, where's the
100%
connection?
100%
in the trailers?
Agree with you.
In the trailers. I think it's like kind of like, you know, you're like naughty school kids, like you're talking the whole way through it, you know?
Yeah, I noticed you were talking through the movies last night. It was, talking to my wife. I couldn't hear about all the thrusting that Magic Mike was
sorry.
Doing.
Were you missing out on the plot points of Magic Mike 3?
If I'm at a movie, I'm committing to whatever movie it is. Yes, it's a whole bunch of men gyrating.
I'm sorry, Your Honour. I respect your authority. Thank you so much for your call, Tanya.
No worries.
Come on! Oh, thanks, guys. You're the best!
New show, new podcast. It's K-Rock 955's Tim and Jess.